Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eye has seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. It's Dr. Cox, Master Time, produced the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my followers, I'm here to present to you the state of the world today. China and America is sparring in a Middle East. China and America. China said they are not afraid to make war with America. They're not afraid to fight America over the island that are in question. Today, my beloved, you cannot dream of the situation that presents the world today. There's war on every continent. The radio talk show last night, speaking about the demise of America, the demise of America daily, have lost his culture, with all the immigrants pouring into America to suck up the American dream. My friend, if you come to a country, you should adopt the country, not the country adopt you. And this is what's going on. This has been going on since the days of China. There's a China village in every big city in America. A China village where the China culture. And there's a Vietnamese village where the Vietnamese culture. There's a Japanese village. And my friend today, the America, the demise of America is not just started. It's finishing. This is the last leg of the demise of America that we are seeing today. But my friend, I want you to know that my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. So this is a call to repentance. We're not speaking about the demise of America. We're speaking about the demise of yourself. When you have lost your existence on this earth, well, you're going to end up. Who you're going to answer to? After you have lost your existence on this earth, on the other side of this present existence, there is a call today to repent in order that you may have a suitable existence on the other side. My friend, America has lost its culture, his religion. Donald Trump guaranteed he'll be the next president, and he will make war with anybody that challenges him, my friend. And you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until Donald Trump becomes the president. Yeah, richest man to become president. My friend, my neighbors, your birds are still falling from the air. Your planes are falling. Your boats are lost at sea. The plane are lost in the sky. My friend, the homosexual are getting married and divorcing. Two women are going before the judge to get their divorce. My friend, two men is going before the judge. Two men is going before the judge. Two men is going before the judge. In order to get a divorce. My friend, tell me how two men can conceive and bring forth a child. Or how two women can conceive and bring forth a child. It is physical impossible. My friend, today, this is, he says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, very sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. I'm a part of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. I'm not ashamed to praise his holy name. And I have a fix on the prize. My future is secure. I'm finished with the worldly thinking. I do not need position, promotion, popularity to be heard and not walk by. I do not have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or praised or walk. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my patience, run with patience. I lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my road is narrow, and my ways is rough, my companion are few. My God are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be compromised, bought. Deterred, no way, or turn back. Deluded, or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's a date in the presence of the adversary. Negotiated the table of my enemies upon the pool of popularity. Amended in the maze of mediocre. I will not shut up. I will not. the until I was stayed up, stowed up, paid up, preach up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I'm his disciple. I must preach until he come. And when he come for me, he shall know me. His blood apply to my heart, and I shall know him by the nail, the print of the nail. He said, Thomas, Thomas, trust your hand, trust your finger in the nail, in my palm of my hand, and trust your hand in my side, in my side. Comfort, blood, and water. Says this is the river full with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Our beloved. Our beloved. Our beloved. You too today can plunge beneath that flood. One day I plunged beneath that flood, and he washed my sins away. That's why he commissioned me to take this gospel to the end of the earth. All my friends haven't got there yet, but as soon as it get there, he's coming back. All my friends today, they, we have just commemorate a meeting of deliverance. How God deliver the children of Israel out of the Pharaoh bondage. I say, as Moses smote the water, and the children all crossed over in dry land. And said, these people that you see today, you will never see them anymore. Because I perform a miracle that we speak, talk about all the lifelong. I will love it. And Moses stretched his rod. And the Egyptian, the horseman, the chariot, carried all get drowned. He float up on Jordan bank. Say, oh Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's and his army. Pharaoh's and his army. Pharaoh's and his army. But they drowned. Pharaoh's and his army. Get drowned. Don't you weep, Pharaoh. Don't you moan, Pharaoh. No. Your lesson today will be taken from the book of, this is Dr. Cox Master Time. If you're in the city of Miami, you can call me at 305-836-9545. Or you can write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33417. You will come out of the tabernacle at 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, where the Spirit of God is vividly. The sick been healed, soul been saved, soul been delivered and set free from sin. My friends, and Reverend Right Honorable Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. My friend, you should come by sometime and see the miracle working of my Lord. We shall read for you the book of Romans, chapter 13, 1, 2, 14, the entire, in its entirety. Here we are, Paul, speaking to the Christian. You let every soul be subject unto the higher calling, the higher power. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resisteth shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he buried not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon them that do evil. He must need be subject, not for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause, pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fair to whom fair, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another had fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandments, it is briefly comprehensive in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbors. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioters. Or drunkenness, nor in chambering and wantonness, nor in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Beloved, look at the 12th voice said, the night is spent, the day is at hand. My friend, the night has spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, put on the armor of light. Armor of light. Let us walk as in the day, not in right. Let us walk in the day. Said in the day, if you walk, you will not stumble. Not in right and drunkenness, not in wanton or chambering or wantonness or strife or envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill thereof. My friend, today, my message is, walk in the light. If you walk in the light, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you walk in darkness, you'll continue to fulfill the work of the flesh. My friend today, walk in the light, the beautiful light. Shine all among us by day and by night. But Jesus, the light of the world. My friend today, Jesus, the light of the world. I want you to comprehend. I want you to consider. I want you to be aware of. I want you to be aware of that Jesus, the light of the world. I want you to be aware of, beloved, today. The question is, are you walking in the light, or are you walking in darkness? My friend, today, you need not hesitate. You need not hesitate. But if you walk in the light, if you walk in darkness, you're sure to fulfill the lust of the flesh. But today, my prayer to you is, Brother Paul is admonishing his followers. He's admonishing his followers. Now tonight, is far spent and the day of the Lord is at hand. The night is far spent. And the day of the Lord is at hand. So you today. But before I leave you, I want to let you know there's a two train riding on the track. One train is bound for glory. The other train is bound for hell. the glory bound train is bound for the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, the streets of gold, where the silver water running down the throne of God, and the angel bowing down before God, saying, holy, the cherubim hide his face, holy. The luscious garden in the background on the tree of life. In luscious garden waiting for you to eat all the fruit and you'll never die. Then holy, holy my Lord. Crying holy. But there's another train that's right along. It's called the hellbound train. Where the worm die not and the fire not, Chris. Says, and the devil himself is the angel now. He told his passenger, welcome aboard. You had well paid your fare. You are on the right train. You have paid your fare. You have lied, you have cheated, you have stolen, you have killed. You have killed the widows, you killed the mother, the fatherless, you killed the mother, you cheated, and you harass, and you make fun of those that are trying to do the right thing. And this is the pay. You work. So therefore you work. It's just fair that you get paid for your work. And your payment will be in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Ah, my friend, what a pay you have lived your life. You will squander your life. You will squander. You have make life miserable. You have make life unbearable. You have made life a hell for people. And now your payment is in the lake of fire. Where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. But I want to give you still have an opportunity. You have the scripture says, the night is spare, the night has spent, and you have spent the night of spare, far spent. And the day is at hand. What day? The day of the Lord. What day? Judgment Day. What day? When he set one foot upon the land and one foot upon the sea, I say, time, time. So what day? We say, time. There's no more time. There's time. Time shall be the Lord. Time, time will be no more today. You have no more time. You have no more time today. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. As in the days of provocation, seek ye the Lord while you may be found. Call ye upon him while you're near. Let the wicked, let the righteous turn. Let the righteous turn. And he'll pardon you for all your sins. He'll forgive you your sin. He'll set you free. He'll set your feet on a solid rock. He'll set you free. Time. Time.